Way up in the dark green mountains, where the ferns grow up on the hill, in a cabin lived a woman by the name of Iris McGill. Her long hair flowed red around her in swirling fronds of bright, and wrapped her wet and naked body when she bathed in pale moonlight. He knew he must go to her, though he heard the legends foretell that one who touched this forbidden woman would sudden misfortune entail. But he knew he loved her deeply, sincere, in absence of even a touch, and would never befoul this creature of light. Such beauty would never besmirch. On a midnight in May and full moon, he ventured into those dark woods, climbed up the ridge to her doorstep with flowers he picked as he could. Alone, she stepped out to greet him. There's no words, but only strong eyes. And in those deep eyes, she did capture him. He was lost in the rapture of sighs. She told him the secret of angels that come here to visit this place. How anyone who came through the love stream could find peace up here from the race. The Father made these green cathedrals for silence and solace and peace, and peaceful communion with spirit to find its most fruitful release. But he told her the legend of misfortune that would come if one dared here to reach. And she smiled, kissed his face, and told him that humans always fear what they preach. When you feel that you're worthy, then you can be. If you don't, you'll just die by degree. So reach up into the mountains for beauty. May it always come fresh with mystery. He said, "Iris, you are a flower, but the world there is filled up with weeds." And she said, "Even weeds bloom with fragrance. If all would, folks wouldn't have many needs. Go back down to life as you know it, and make it mean something else again. You're not weeds. The weeds are in the wrong place. And the world is your place, my friend. With your free wills, you really can make it better. With each love smile you send, go live it and come visit again." He made his way back to the common, the necessities that come every day, and all the people and things that he looked upon, he could see them in a whole new way. "As our chance to touch spirit in this life, for free wills make the world what it is, and to replenish that love light that inspires us, we can visit sweet Iris to be kissed in the Father's great natural bliss up in green hills of mystery and mist."